Welcome to this podcast about Tomales Point and Point Reyes National Seashore in California. The article is produced by Coast View, written by Dr. Carl Schock, and read by Inara, an AI-generated voice. Scroll down to see pictures, maps, and dozens of embedded links to additional information. Please consider subscribing to enjoy more articles and podcasts at coastview.org. Tomales Bluff is a headland forming the northern tip of Tomales Point in Point Reyes National Seashore, about 45 miles northwest of San Francisco and 7 miles southeast of Bodega Bay. Tomales Point and the Point Reyes Peninsula are geologically separated from the mainland by the San Andreas Fault, which forms Tomales Bay. The San Andreas is a continental transform fault extending roughly from the Salton Sea in the south to Cape Mendocino in the north, a distance of about 810 miles. It marks the tectonic boundary between the Pacific Plate to the west and the North American Plate to the east. Its right lateral strike-slip motion means the Pacific Plate is moving north relative to the North American Plate, with a slip rate of 0.79 to 1.38 inches per year. The Point Reyes Peninsula is part of the Salinian Block and features a granitic core, unlike the terrain east of Tomales Bay. The granite was once contiguous with the Tehachapi Mountains, now located 350 miles to the south. The 1906 earthquake caused the peninsula to shift north by 21 feet. Geologically, the area comprises three major formations: the Salinian Cretaceous Granitic Basement, overlying Pliocene sedimentary rocks, and late Pleistocene marine terrace deposits in the southern region. Tomales Point is named for the indigenous Tamal people. The name appears in the baptismal records of Mission San Francisco Diocese as early as 1801 and derives from the Coast Miwok word Tamal, meaning west or west coast. The place name Tomales first surfaced in 1819 when Padre Juan Amoros of Mission San Rafael baptized about 100 indigenous people from the region known as the Tomales, a territory that includes present-day Tomales Bay, Bodega Bay, and several smaller embayments opening to the ocean. The name appears in both forms, Tomales and Tomales, as in Mount Tamalpais, and in the titles of three Mexican land grants. Point Reyes area was home to the Tamal Coast Miwok for thousands of years. They subsisted as seasonal hunters and gatherers, eating fish, clams, mussels, crab, deer, elk, bear, mudhen, geese, and other small game caught with spears and bows. They also collected plants for immediate use and storage. Miwok lands remained unknown to Europeans until 1579, when Captain Francis Drake sighted and mapped the fog-shrouded headlands from the Golden Hind. Laden with gold and treasures, including porcelain from Spanish galleons, plying the route between Manila and Acapulco, the ship anchored near a Miwok village by Point Reyes or Tomales Bay. The chaplain noted the constant fog, the indigenous people, the landscape, and the wildlife. Drake claimed the territory for Queen Elizabeth I, naming it New Albion before continuing his circumnavigation. In the late 1500s, Spanish galleons voyaged between New Spain and the Philippines. To cross the North Pacific, they sailed north to catch prevailing westerly winds along the coast north of present-day Cape Mendocino, then turned south. In 1595, Captain Sebastiao Rodriguez Soraminho, commanding the San Agustin, anchored in the calm waters of today's Drake's Bay on Point Reyes's southern shore. The Miwok greeted him much as they had Drake 16 years earlier. However, a severe storm forced the ship to drag anchor, drift ashore, and break up. Survivors boarded a small launch salvaged from the San Agustin and sailed south on December 8, reaching Puerto de Vallarta on January 17, 1596. As Spain expanded into Alta California, Point Reyes appeared on maps in 1603 when Sebastián Vizcaíno sighted the headlands on the feast day of the Three Wise Men, naming it La Punta de los Reyes, or Point of the Kings. The Miwok remained until the late 18th century when Mission San Rafael forced them to relocate. At the mission, Franciscan padres compelled the Miwok to convert and work. After the Mexican War of Independence ended in 1821, Spanish mission lands were divided into private grants under the 1833 Secularization Act. The Point Reyes Peninsula was split into two. In 1836, Governor Nicolas Gutierrez granted 8,878 acres called Rancho Punta de los Reyes to James Richard Berry. In 1838, Governor Juan B. Alvarado re-granted it to Joseph Snook. The grant extended along the west side of Tomales Bay. In 1839, Snook sold the rancho to Antonio Maria Osio, who in 1843 received an additional 48,189 acres called Rancho Punta de los Reyes Abrante from Governor Manuel Michel Turena, its name meaning leftover of Point Reyes Ranch, comprising much of today's Point Reyes National Seashore. During the Mexican-American War in 1846, Osio fled to Honolulu, returning in 1850 to sell Rancho Punta de los Reyes Abrante to Andrew Randall, who also acquired Rancho Punta de los Reyes and Rancho Aguas Frias. Randall was fatally shot in a San Francisco hotel in 1856. His properties then passed to the Shafter brothers, Oscar and James, and their son-in-law, Charles Webb Howard. They established large dairies. Within a decade, 3,500 cows on 17 dairies produced over 700,000 pounds of butter for San Francisco. In 1858, the Shafters sold 2,200 acres at Tomales Point to Solomon Pierce. Pierce Point Ranch became the largest of four independent ranches on the peninsula in the late 1800s, renowned for its butter. At least from the 1880s until the mid-1930s, it was then sold to the McClure family, who operated it until about 1945, ending 90 years of dairy production. In 1962, President John F. Kennedy authorized acquiring 53,000 acres for Point Reyes National Seashore, now 71,028 acres. In 1973, Pierce Point Ranch ceased operations. 3 years later, Congress created a wilderness area from its lands to reintroduce tule elk on Tomales Point. Efforts are now underway to restore the northern coastal prairie. Thank you for listening. Read the article below for more information, including dozens of links to source material and references. Please subscribe to learn more about the west coast of North America at coastview.org.